This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The FBI came after me and took my phone and surrounded me at a Hardee's.
What do you want?
There is something the matter with your fin.
My fin?
My daughter woke me up telling me there were three armed FBI officers at my door. I thought, oh my God, this is political.
Armed FBI agents showing up at your house because you supported Trump on Facebook and demanding records of your whereabouts.
The FBI, the power of the FBI, can be used and is used often to destroy lives.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They want to scream Donald Trump all day long because there is nothing on planet Earth they hate more than Donald J. Trump.
Nothing's more of a driving and an excitement factor like Donald Trump for Democrats, right? I mean, they love to be opposed to him.
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You listen to Mike Lindell tell that story about the FBI getting him in the drive-thru lane at the Hardee's, Minnesota. And you remember the words of Ronald Reagan. What do you say, the nine most absurd words in the English language? We're from the government and we're here to help you. I mean, again, where were they when Larry Nassar was raping all those women, those gymnasts? Where was the FBI when the Parkland shooter, his aunt was calling the hotline in Boise, Idaho, and they didn't do anything with it? And now that Cruz, the shooter, is on trial on the death penalty charges in Broward County, but no one covers it. I mean, the FBI is just a cauldron of rampant corruption. You know, I was talking about it with the VIPs. I said, you know, when all J. Edgar Hoover wanted, and he was supposedly the worst guy in the world, all he wanted to do was stay on the job after the mandatory retirement age of age 70. That's why he got all the blackmail material on the Kennedys. And he wanted an occasional tip from the mob about a fixed horse race when he was on vacation with his boyfriend, Clyde Tolson. That's all he wanted. You know, he had very parochial goals. These people want to overthrow the republic. And they have a religious fervor. That's why you can't argue with them. They think they're battling the devil, Donald J. Trump. We'll get into it later on. This latest filing from John Durham. I mentioned it yesterday. He's in the upcoming trial of this guy Igor Danchenko, the sinister Russian national that was the source of most of the Steele dossier. He apparently lied to the FBI, but apparently the FBI investigated him as a Russian agent because he worked at the Brookings Institute. And he, in 2008, when Obama was elected, they were, you know, it's a liberal think tank in D.C. So he was there, and he thought some of the people, his colleagues, his co-workers, were going to get jobs in the Obama administration. So he asked him, would you be willing, if you get a job, would you be willing to give me classified information? I'd be willing to buy it. This is the guy who was the source, okay? So the FBI begins an investigation, but they closed it in 2010. Do you know why they closed it? Because they said he had left the country. Guess what? He hadn't left the country.
This is your FBI.
So you have this Russian agent is trying to spy information, and the FBI can't even figure out if he's still in the country or not. But they go after Mike Lindell at the Hardee's drive-thru. So then, but it gets worse. So then this guy, Danchenko, he gets used by Steele as the lead source, along with this guy, Chuck Dolan, a hack from Massachusetts, a drunk, been picked up for drunk driving here in Massachusetts before. He's a big wig on the UMass political science department. Never has been fired. I've been asking him for over a year now if he's still on the payroll or the advisory group. Anyway, Chuck Dolan and Danchenko are concocting all this crap in the Steele dossier, not just the P tape, but you know, the $11 billion bribe to Carter Page, Cohen in Prague, all this nonsense. And so the FBI interviews Danchenko in 2017 and realizes everything he's saying is a lie and nonsense. But he was being paid indirectly by Hillary because she had bought the Steele dossier. So Hillary's campaign is out of business. So they got this loose cannon out there, Igor Danchenko, so he could theoretically go to the Republicans in Congress or the Justice Department, which is now nominally controlled by Trump, not really. Or he could go to a newspaper like the New York Post or the Wall Street Journal, one of the few papers not controlled by the Democrat Party. So how are they going to keep this guy from spilling the beans? You know what they did? You know what the FBI did? Put him on the payroll. They knew the guy was a liar, and they suspected seriously that he was a Russian agent and that he had been spreading Russian disinformation on behalf of Hillary Clinton to defeat Donald Trump by accusing him of having Russian disinformation. So to shut him up, they made him a confidential human source, CHS. We don't know how much they paid him, but Durham revealed yesterday in his in the unsealed filings that they were paying him until October 2020. In other words, they paid him until it was too late for him to basically blow the whistle on the scam, the hoax. So they kept paying this guy. And so then had any reporter or any Republican congressman or senator gone to them and say, oh, what about this guy, Igor Danchenko, a suspected Russian spy? What about this guy? We can't comment on sources and methods. It was just the most ridiculous scam they ever worked. And the price, and you and I were paying, you and I who voted for Trump were paying to keep the guy silent who had spread or made up or gotten from Russia all this concoction and fables and lies about Donald Trump. We paid for it. Where is that? Where's that story, by the way? Where have you read that story today? Where is it? Is it in the Washington Post? Is it in the New York Times? Is CNN covering this? This isn't like sneaky stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is filed in court documents. This is public record that they suspected that this guy was a Russian agent, and that they were so stupid that they thought he had left the country when he was just going to work every day at the Brookings Institute. They don't care. They're the FBI. So, and they got total protection. They got total protection. Nobody goes after them. And if you try to say something about them, you know, look at that movie, Hunter, My Son, or, you know, the Breitbart movie about Hunter Biden. It's getting slimed all across the corporate media, because they're going after the FBI. They're trying to make the FBI seem foolish and stupid and corrupt. And you know, it's not just Breitbart. You know, okay, Breitbart's not in the club, but remember Richard Jewell, the movie about the guy who was basically framed by the FBI, the security guard who was actually the hero, who actually found the bomb that they were going to set off at the Olympics in Atlanta. And so it made the FBI look foolish. So what did they do? They turned on Clint Eastwood, who was the producer and the director of the movie. And they killed the movie, basically. I mean, it was a good movie. I went to see it. And it was a good Hollywood production, but it didn't make any money because, again, they killed it with the reviews, and then I'm sure they just canceled it across the internet. 844-500-4242. It's really bad. you know, I'll tell you some more stuff about this this filing from Durham. And I don't know if Durham's going to get a conviction on this guy, Igor Danchenko. But, you know, he's trying. I still think he's trying to do the best he can. I mean, he's talk about trying to push a boulder up the mountain, you know? I mean, he's one guy. And he's going to personally prosecute this case. He's going to be in the courtroom, actually, not sitting in the gallery, but just he's going to be prosecuting this case of Igor Danchenko. I don't know if he can win or not, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The trial begins next month. As you know, speaking of Mike Lindell, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has now done it again with the most incredible buy slippers. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. You'll want to have some My Slippers on when the FBI comes knock, knock, knocking at your door or on your window when you're in the drive-thru at Hardee's or Burger King or McDonald's. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That brings the price to under $50. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We have some gift certificates to Alma Gauchos Brazilian Steakhouse. Go to HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. $50 gift cards. For $25, it's a great, great place. Well, how was the meal, VIPs? Everybody liked it. Everybody always likes it. It's a great place. And you can also, we have also gift certificates to other restaurants. We have a handful left for Scally's Irish Ale House, Yarmouth House. It's that group of restaurants, De Parma Italian Table. We have those still available. Those are restaurants down on the Cape and West Yarmouth and Hyannis. So go on and check out our store, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. Now back to my pillows. They're the sponsor of our poll question today by odd coincidence. I love my pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which American institution do you have more faith and trust in, the FBI or MyPillow?
MyPillow.
98% say MyPillow.
It didn't move up. We couldn't move it up to 99 after that great interview with Mike Lindell. Come on. 844-500-4242. Try what I'm about to tell you. Don't let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party nationwide. Do you remember the many lives, many loves of Dobie Gillis, the old TV show, black and white TV show? Some people remember it. Some people, I know, Justin, it's a little before your time. That's why I was looking over there. It was a black and white TV show. Gilligan, the Maynard G. Krebs. That was Bob Denver's role in that movie. He was the beatnik. And there was a girl who had a crush on Dobie Gillis, and her name was Zelda Gilroy. And her name in real life was Sheila Kuehl, K-U-E-H-L. And she really, it's ironic because she really didn't like Dobie Gillis or Maynard G. Krebs, or any guys for that matter. She was of the opposite persuasion. And she later went on, and now she is now in her 70s. She has become a county, Los Angeles County Supervisor, Sheila Kuehl. Investigators from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department executed a search warrant Wednesday morning at the Santa Monica home of County Supervisor Zelda Gilroy. Sheila Kuehl. The reason for the search was not immediately known. This is according to KTLA in L.A., the TV station. However, the Sheriff's Department has been investigating a nonprofit, Peace Over Violence, which is run by a close associate of Kuehl's, Aileen Tekmedayan. The investigation involves allegations that the nonprofit was improperly awarded a series of contracts pushed by Kuehl's office. That can't be possible. Maynard G. Krebs could not be reached for comment. This strikes me as being part of a sort of a bogus non-investigation, Zelda Gilroy said outside her home after the cops left. There is no investigation going on that would support this warrant. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie.
Yes.
I just got a Massachusetts Information for Voters booklet in the mail, and I've got a list of the questions that will be on the ballot. Question one.
What you're saying is the illegal alien driver's license question is not listed. Is that correct?
Yes, you wanted me to get there quickly. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And there's an explanation if you want to hear the explanation.
There's an explanation why the question isn't listed, because does it just involve this was pay it? It was decided after the deadline. Is that what it says in words to that effect?
Let me just read it real quick. As required by state law, this book contains information on all ballot questions submitted by July 26th.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's anything sinister there. You know, nobody in the Secretary of State's office tried to stop the question from getting onto the ballot. It has been certified. There were over 84,000 legitimate signatures were turned in, certified signatures, and we only needed I think 41,000, little over that, and so they actually ended up taking 71,000. The only reason they didn't take the last 13,000 is because in I think five counties, mainly in eastern Massachusetts, we got more signatures than were allowed under law, which is 10,300 per county. That's the max you can have. So it's on the ballot. It's certified. I actually have got the certification. Maybe I should tweet out the certification, the actual letter. Taylor, I'll do that. I'll send that to you during the next break. But don't worry about that. It's on the ballot. It will be on the ballot. So I know I'm getting texts about it as well, but it's definitely going to be on the ballot. I tell you, I got a guy, one of the VIPs here is Justin from Boyle's Body Works in Arlington, and he would be more distressed than most people because he got 500 signatures and a lot of grief from the wokesters and the beautiful people in Arlington who stumbled into his auto body shop. So, you know, they're not going to stop it from getting on the ballot. It's going to be on the ballot. 844-500-4242. We got a lot of Biden cuts to play here, but I'll just give you a tease for later on. We got Caroline Leavitt is coming up, but let's just give you a couple of teases from his appearance in Michigan today. Cut 15.
Where does it say the most advanced nation of the world can't, and by the way, I won't go into that.
Try to get it together, Joe. Cut 21.
When President Obama and I took office back in 2009, the auto industry was on its back. We were told, as you remember, and this was one career. By the way, as I said, all kidding aside, my state used to have the highest percentage of auto workers of any state in the nation. They're all gone now.
By the way, that's when he loses his train of thought. That's his new out.
About what you'd think about.
Not a joke. Not a joke. I'm Howie Carr.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number to call if you'd like to join us here today on the Howie Carr Show every weekday. Yesterday was the last batch of primaries in the United States before the midterms in Rhode Island, in Delaware, and in the Granite State of New Hampshire. Very interesting on the Republican side. And there was a lot of maneuvering going on. And the most interesting race, I think, was in the 1st Congressional District. And a 25-year-old woman was running for the Republican nomination. And a year ago, when she started out, she had no name recognition, no money, no organization. And last night, she crushed the swamp candidate in the fight. The D.C. Beltway Republicans had poured $5 million into the race against her, more than $5 million probably, but she prevailed. She won going away. Caroline Leavitt is joining us now here on the Howie Carr Show. Congratulations, Caroline. That was a great victory last night.
Thank you so much, Howie. It certainly was, and I appreciate your support. You came in and endorsed me just last week, and I think that really helped fuel our momentum that we received in the final stretch of this race. And, you know, yesterday wasn't a victory, Howie. It was a landslide. I mean, we won by 10 points. We won almost every single town and city in this entire district, and I'm just so humbled by the outpouring of support from conservatives that we received. But, hey, the work begins. Today we're celebrating, but tomorrow the work begins. We have to flip the seat red and get rid of Chris Pappas, our far-left Democrat representative here. He's ripping us off. He's siding with Biden and Pelosi 100% of the time. Time for him to go. So we have a big fight on our hands again, but we're soaking it up right now because it truly was a historic victory yesterday.
Now, have you talked to the Republicans down there in D.C. who poured $5 million into your opponent's campaign? Are they gonna help you out? Are they gonna let bygones be bygones?
Yes, you know what? I have had some friendly conversations with those who were, you know, behind my opponent in the race, and I'm pleased that they reached out to me because the stakes of our country are very high right now. We have to move forward as a united Republican Party. I was proud to be supported early in this race by great freedom fighters in both the Senate and the House. Senator Ted Cruz, my former boss, Representative Elise Stefanik, Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan, Representative Scott Perry. And, you know, we all have to move forward as one united Republican Party, both here in New Hampshire and down in D.C. It's the only way we're going to beat the Democrat regime.
When you called in on Monday night for your 2 minutes on the show to make your pitch, you were at a really great place for a final election eve rally. Tell us where it was and who you were with.
Yeah, we were at the Londonderry Fish and Game Club with two great House Freedom Caucus members, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Congressman Byron Donalds came to the district on election eve to campaign with me, and we had a great rally. We had tons of folks that showed up, a lot of folks that I had not met, which was really amazing. Every single day over the last year, we've been reaching out to voters every which way that we can, and so many freedom lovers who want a true political outsider, someone who's going to stand up to the establishment on both sides of the aisle and fight for our state came out to join us. So I'm just so honored by the support of both, again, the freedom fighters in D.C., but more importantly, the people of New Hampshire.
You know, when I met you in May at Portsmouth, Toyota of Portsmouth, Jim Boyle, who owns the place, he's a friend of yours and your father's. And he said to me after the show, he said, you know, she's gonna work hard. She's going to out-hustle Matt Maurer and all the rest of them all summer long. And then at the very end, she's going to come up and take them out and nip them at the end. I thought, yeah, right, Jim, right. But you know what? That's exactly what happened. You just outworked them.
Yeah. That is exactly what happened. I said that in my victory speech last night. We were outspent. We were outspent by insane margins, both on television and with the negative advertising, $5 million in negative ads that they used to viciously smear not only me but my family. But we were not outworked. I was everywhere across this district speaking to voters, and not just Republican voters, by the way, Howie, Democrats and independents, too, who are fed up with what Biden and Pelosi and Chris Pappas are doing to this country. And I crisscrossed the state. We hosted more events in the districts than any candidate in the race by far. And we actually raised more money from the people of New Hampshire than any candidate in the race by far, like literally hundreds of thousands of dollars more. And I kept making that point throughout the campaign. Look, the people in this state are investing in me. They're investing in this movement. They believe in our message, and we're going to prevail. And we had all the momentum going into yesterday's victory. And again, it paid off, and it paid off in a significant way. I mean, we won double-digit margins against the former Republican nominee who ran before, was up 35 points in the polls against me when I got into this race last summer. But you cannot beat workhorses. You just can't. There's a lot of show horses in politics, I've found, but in this race there was only one workhorse, and we won.
You know, I noticed last night Chuck Morse, the Senate president, when he lost, he called up General Bolduc, and he congratulated him, and then he said, we've got to get together to beat Maggie Hassan. And I just saw no references to you or congratulations from Matt Maurer. He didn't say anything about uniting to beat Chris Pappas. I mean, does that bother you that he seems to be and he didn't even make a statement to his supporters. He just sent out a tweet. Does that bother you?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't bother me. I think it speaks, frankly, perhaps to his character. You know, there's still time left in the day. Maybe he'll change his mind and give me a call. But regardless, the people of this district were very clear in their choice for this Republican nomination. And I hope all of my opponents and all those who didn't vote for me yesterday, I need their support and want their support. And I'm honored to be in this position to represent them at the highest level of our government in Congress. So we don't have a choice but to unify, because again, the stakes are very high. These Democrats are driving America into socialism with reckless spending. We have a wide open southern border. Fentanyl is plaguing our state. These are very serious issues. We need someone who is tough, who's going to fight. I'm proud to be that person. And I pray and I hope and I ask every Republican in this state, and even the independents and the Democrats who are fed up with Chris Pappas, to join our camp, and I'll always fight for them.
Well, I read you one text. This is, I've gotten several along these lines from 508 area code. How can Massachusetts supporters come up to NH to help and volunteer? Many conservatives from Mass would love to help out, Caroline.
Absolutely.
Where do they go?
Yes,
to?
Of course they can. They're welcome. Come on up to New Hampshire for us. Please go to my website. Go to carolineforcongress.com. It's Caroline with a K. Again, carolineforcongress.com. Go to the volunteer page. Fill out your information. We'll get you up here for events, to knock doors, to make phone calls. We really do need all hands on deck to flip this seat red and to take back the House in January. And so I ask for their support. And if they are unable to give their time, I ask they give their treasure. You're welcome to chip in with a donation. Look, we raised $2 million against all odds in this primary, but now we got to raise another $5 million or so to defeat the Democrats. We will do it. They said we couldn't do it in the primary. We did it. We will do it again in the general election, but it's going to take everyone. So I ask that anyone listening goes to my website, chips in, signs up to volunteer. I'm humbled by the support, and I hope to see you soon.
How much did that help being on Tucker Carlson's show on Thursday night?
It definitely helped in terms of the fundraising, and I think with name recognition, too. Look, people love Tucker. I love Tucker, and I'm very grateful to him for allowing me to come on his show and share my story, my vision for this district, and the fight that we're up against in Washington, D.C. So it was certainly very helpful. And we've taken an all-above approach on this campaign. We've been firing from all cylinders, earned media, investing heavily in social media. I run all my social accounts myself. We have our ground game, Howie. We knocked more than 70,000 doors in this district. That's more than any candidate running in the entire state of New Hampshire this cycle. More than 70,000 doors we hit. We made the phone calls. We hosted the events. We raised the money. We fired from all cylinders. I'm so grateful to my team for their hard work as well. and we're going to continue moving. Told my team last night, we celebrate, tomorrow the work begins. We have a country to save. I truly mean that, and we're going to continue to lead the charge.
How many debates are you going to have against Pelosi puppet Pappas?
Hopefully many. I heard this morning, I haven't looked into it, that he put out a statement saying he's only going to do a certain amount of debates with a certain number of hosts, or a bunch of BS, right? He's hiding from the voters. He doesn't own up to his voting record, but I'm going to expose him for it. I'm so sick of him campaigning as a moderate bipartisan voice. He votes like a radical leftist Democrat, and we need to call him out for those lies. So I will be there showing up like I did throughout the primary in the general election too.
All right, and I hope to see you at Toyota of Portsmouth on Friday, Caroline. I hope you stop by like you did in May. You know, I was the draw in May. I think you would be the draw in September if you came by.
Yes, absolutely. I did receive word of that today. It's on my calendar. I will be there. And anyone listening, please join us. And I'm sure Jimmy will be there too. Our good friend Jimmy.
All right. So yet another reason to come out to Grace and I and our remote at Toyota of Portsmouth. And again, give people the address if they want to go to your website one more time, Caroline.
Yes, please help us out. We need money. We need support. We need resources. CarolineForCongress.com. It's Caroline with a K. You can find me on all social media platforms. K Levitt, Caroline Levitt. Levitt, CarolineForCongress.com. Thank you so much, Howie. I'll see you Friday.
Thank you, Caroline Levitt. I hope she told Kevin McCarthy, you owe me something. $5 million to smear my character, my family's character. You know, I think it's time for a little reparations, a little penance. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Something I love about summer is how you can pretty much do anything. The weather's perfect for getting outdoors. I know it's all turning into fall now, but September is one of the best months of the year, maybe the best month of the year in New England. You've still got long days, and it hasn't totally cranked up like the winter rat race. The possibilities are endless, and even better, you can still walk around, and when you walk around or get outside, you can take premium audio with you wherever you go. And when I take my walks, I took one this morning right after dawn down the brook path in Wellesley. I took my Raycon earbuds with me. It's a great, great way to just kind of zone out, and you can listen to your favorite podcast or your favorite kind of music, whatever it is. Raycon wireless earbuds, they just make the entire anything you're doing so much more of a pleasant experience. Raycon's everyday earbuds feel, look, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever you or I are listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to, like when I'm pushing the stroller for my grandson. I can listen when I travel or during a grueling workout. Well, I'm just reading what's written down here. I'm going to have to cross that out. No grueling workouts, just a pleasant walk in my slippers. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And let me say this, they do not budge. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. That means you don't have to recharge for a very long time. And I love this. This is very important. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. BuyRaycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
So we just posted the letter of certification for the illegal alien driver's license. Don't worry about that. It's just that, you know, the printing deadlines are ridiculous, especially when you're printing up millions of copies of something like they have to when they send out these ballot instructions that they have. So it's, you know, I can see, given the way things are in the U.S. these days, I can understand people's paranoia, shall we say. But in this case, it's unnecessary. Just check it out. Go to HowieCarShow.com. And also at HowieCarShow.com, or go to Howie Car Show Twitter, I should say, @HowieCarShow. And you can go to HowieCarShow.com and get some of those Alma Goucha gift certificates or De Parma's Italian Table and the Yarmouth House and all the other great restaurants down on the Cape. We got lots of stuff. HowieCarShow.com, click on store. Brian, you're next with Howie Car. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, thanks, Howie. Thank you for all you did for Caroline. I just wanted to say, you know, I was watching TV. I saw an ad that's basically bringing up stuff from the past, and it just makes it relatable. That's why I voted for her, because somebody who's going to try and, you know, get dirt thrown at them like that and just face it with such resilience is a person like me. That's the person I'd vote for. I'm undeclared. So I don't really hold any party affiliation. I hold affiliation with people who are going to speak truth and speak it strongly, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I understand, Brian. I talked to her on Saturday about all the money they were throwing at him. Hours before she went on Tucker's show, they threw another $1 million into the pot just to buy last-minute smear attacks on her. And she told me, she said a lot of people are seeing these things, and they see so many of them on the New Hampshire and the Boston and I think even the Portland stations. She said they're just going, wow, who is this woman that's this terrible? And then they look her up online and they say, this is the woman they're saying did all these terrible things. And I think, you know, sometimes I think this can backfire on you, this kind of, negative campaign. And I think it did here in this case. Thanks for the call, Brian. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Howie, there's so much to say, but let me tell you, as I'm listening to that young lady, that's what it should be all about, my man. And I'll tell you, if there's more young ladies like that, and I don't even know how old she is.
25.
This world would be unbelievable, Howie. And you know something? I used to give little circulars out for Louise Day Hicks. I didn't do it for her. I did it for the donuts. But that's a long way to go. And I'll tell you something, Howie. I've always been political. Never in my life. I have to watch Newsmax in my bedroom. I have to listen to you in my bedroom because I drove my wife completely nuts. She believes in you. She believes in Newsmax, but I'm over the top because people don't realize we're in trouble. And I appreciate your show, Howie.
Hey, thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. Louise Day Hicks ran for mayor of Boston many years ago, and then she was a congressman briefly before Joe Moakley. And then she worked at the retirement board. That's where I met her, at City Hall. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just heard that interview with Caroline Leavitt, and I'm from Yarmouth down on the Cape, and I'm hoping to see it at the Lobster Boat Saturday.
Yeah.
But hopefully that'll get some young folks fired up. You know, they won't be discouraged, and they'll have a little more push to run for certain seats, whether it's local down on the Cape or just statewide or even, you know, across the country. That'd be a big push, and hopefully get some fire under people's seats.
Yeah, you know, if she gets into Congress, Kenny, she'll be younger than AOC was when she was first elected. And I think you just heard she's a little better, well-spoken, shall we say, than AOC is. And she's not totally out of her mind, and she doesn't have a chip on her shoulder. And it would just be great to have somebody like that in there. You know, I mean, I know Matt Gaetz said that he wanted to be the Republican AOC, but for any number of reasons, that just really doesn't make it. You know, Matt Gaetz is not, he can't be AOC, but the Republican AOC, but Caroline Leavitt could, she could really be a firebrand down there in DC. And, you know, again, she'll be at the Toyota of Portsmouth with us on Friday. I don't know how long she'll be there or what time she'll be there, but she'll be stopping by, come on by, and I'll be on the Cape on Saturday at the WXTK event in Yarmouth. I'm Howie Carr.